And brains finally meet. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome
this
back
is
to
science.
Whoa,
with Dr. Jeff Galina.
I didn't say to do that. That's not nice. I don't like when this equipment does that. Welcome back to Supreme Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. Dr. Jeff is not with us today. He's actually at a youth camp that he helps with and also All American Pharmaceutical subsidizes. So we will have Coach Wade Johnson on today for this episode of Science for Humans. Then we're going to change it up. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about a bone hormone that actually boosts muscle performance during exercise and, unfortunately, declines with age and what we can do about that. And then, this just in, transgenerational epigenetic effects of diet during pregnancy. Not only is a mother's diet affecting her fetus, but her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Yes. So we're going to have to talk about that later. And in light of that, read my blog today. SSRI exposure during pregnancy leads to brain abnormalities in newborns. There's a lot of moms out there who their doctors put them on SSRI antidepressants during pregnancy. Don't do it. And if you're waiting for the FDA to protect you, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. Okay, now we're going to play Dr. Jeff's music. For Coach Wade.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galina.
Hey, Wade, how you doing?
I'm great. Good to be with you, Carl.
So the reason I have you here today is because you are a user of many of the products that Dr. Jeff produces. And I wanted to talk about one in particular with you because I want to say about maybe 6 or 7 months ago, you started to use Carbolin. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So, Wade, you've used things before. I mean, I remember, I think it was Tiny Meeker that came out with some sort of a sugar-based product as a pre-workout, and lots of people have come out with these things, and you've used products before. When it came time for you to try Carbolin, were you skeptical at all?
I'm always skeptical. I mean, that's, you know, having done this for such a very long time, you always see in advertising, you know, that it's the next and best, greatest, you know, and is going to do things for you that no other supplement has, you know, before. And you read the ingredients list. That's a habit of mine of always looking at the list. And you're like, now how's this any different than any other product that I've used? So, you know, when I saw it, I was like, well, if this will work as it, you know, as advertised, you know, this would be quite interesting because it can replace some of the other things, you know, that I've used that are probably not the healthiest, you know, alternatives. Right. And so, to the long story short, was I skeptical? I absolutely was skeptical. I went into it going, all right, let's at least give it a try. Because, you know, what's not to like about Dr. Jeff? He's very likable. And, you know, he's off at a youth camp today that his company is helping pay for.
Right.
You know, and he sponsors a lot of stuff. He's above board. He shows documentation. You know, so everything points in the right direction. But you and I have lived long enough and been around this long enough to see people do stuff like that, and then, you know, the sum total of that equation is not as advertised. And I think with Dr. Jeff, I mean, I think what you see, you know, is what you get.
Okay, so, you know, you train exclusively for strength and power output. There's a paradigm shift in training today where carbohydrates are not essential for a lot of people. At least they think they aren't. Where do you stand on this no carbs versus the right kind of carbs for training? Do you think that you'll always be able to train harder and longer if you have those pre-workout carbohydrates?
For me, personally, no. I've done this long enough where, you know, I know that I have a predetermined workload or something like that. I'm going to go in and get it done. But for others, you know, I think it becomes more crucial, you know, is what they take in and the timing of it. And so, you know, because I've trained, I'll be honest, half of the time that I trained the training cycle, 20 weeks going into the meet, when I squatted over 1,000, I was fasted when I trained. You know, so, you know, that's me individually. Now, can I tell a difference when I take them in? And the answer is yes. You know, so that's, but by nature of my schedule, and this is where the Carbolin comes in. You know, there are times where, especially right now with Melissa's schedule, that her alarm goes off at 10 after 4 a.m. Now, I'm always trained early. You know, and we've covered it on the show numerous times, you know, that I would get up and train at 5 a.m. or 5:30 a.m., and that's early. I'm going to tell you, the level of suck is super high at 10 after 4 a.m. I mean, it's early. Yeah. And so you're not going to get up and get ready and go downstairs to train and have a cup of coffee and you're just ready to rip.
Right.
But it's also so early and you have to hit the ground running that taking in even a moderate amount of food is very, very difficult.
And because you want to be, you don't have that lag time. It's not like you can eat a meal and then sit around for 45 minutes and let it digest. You got to get down there and get to work. So what was your experience the first time you used Carbolin?
Well, here's the thing, and you know this about me. I am about great products that taste good.
Yeah, I know.
And a lot of times about taste is also texture. You know, I've said it doesn't matter if it's the greatest protein on the planet. If it tastes like poop, people aren't going to use it.
Right.
You know, and if you have to go, like for me, a lot of things are about being quick and being convenient. If I can't put it in a shaker and give it 10 quick shakes and be able to use it, then I'm, you know, if I've got to blend it and I've got to do this, I'm not interested. I simply don't have time for that. So I was pleasantly surprised, you know, I took a scoop, I put it in a shaker with some water, I shook it, and it was ready to rip. It mixed well, and even more so, it tasted great. I mean, I've only had a few flavors, but everything that I've used, I've really, really liked.
So, okay, so with that being said, did you notice anything in your training when you used it?
Well, here's what I liked. The thing that I'm really big about, now I've used stimulants of all kinds during my training, and that's no secret. But what happens is once you've taken in a certain level of caffeine, and then, you know, in the days when ephedra was allowed and stuff like that, I mean, I know you can get ephedra now, but when it was easy to get and you could get the old ECA stacks and we'd drink a cup of coffee and boom. But you had a very short window before you got, you know, the crap, because you were taking it in with some kind of carrier that was sugar-based. And it works great. Don't get me wrong. That's a great formula, but the crash inevitably comes.
Right.
And what I experienced with the Carbolin is that, well, it's not a stimulant. You know, so you're not jittery or anything. And, the bigger thing is that I got the full workout in and everything was level. Like I didn't have a change in blood sugar or there wasn't a drop off because, you know, the stimulants have run its course.
Right.
And
right.
That was the thing that for me, you know, and I think I even messaged you. I don't think we ever talked about this on the air. And I know I messaged Jeff, you know, that, hey, this is a winner. This, I don't know what else you got going on, but this is the winner.
Right.
I mean, because there's times where I'll be in the gym for 3 hours. I won't necessarily be training the entire time, but having a high level of energy in a, even level of energy is crucial because not only am I training, but I'm coaching people and I'm answering questions and my phone is going off. So for me, having something that, you know, works so well that is not full of stimulants and doesn't cause me to crash is wonderful. I mean, and it's inexpensive.
Yeah, no, and I like to train fasted, and I tend I can't remember the last time I used a pre-workout carbohydrate supplement, but I used a scoop of the natural Carbolyn.
Right.
It has no flavor in it, with a scoop of my protein powder. And I got to tell you, I literally felt like I had taken a stimulant, but without the jitters. I felt energized. In fact, I generally don't feel like doing cardio after a training session, but I actually felt like doing cardio. I shared that with you. So there's got to be something to it. Now, I'm doing this, I'm pimping this product, because by far, if it's important to you to go into the gym, you know, Dr. Brad Schoenfeld, much of the research he does shows unequivocally that the harder you can work from set to set, the better your gains are. If you take a 5-minute rest versus a 3-minute rest, then that next set, you actually get more reps, you handle more weight, you do more work, you grow more muscle. The same is true of his research that looks at fasted cardio versus fed cardio and similar studies. You know, if you are not depleted, if you are energized, if you have fuel, and that means you get an extra rep or two or an extra set or two, that overall impact on overall work affects your strength and muscle acquisition. So if you're somebody who's saying, look, I'm not trying to prove a point that I can train fasted, I want to go into the gym and get the best workout I can, there is really nothing like Carbolyn that will help you do that. And I'm pimping it today because Dr. Jeff is working with the kids this weekend, and I feel like there are a lot of people out there who have never tried Carbolyn, and they're listening to this, and they're carbohydrate phobic, they're ketogenic diet, blah, blah, blah. You know what? I know people out in California at Quest that use pre-workout carbohydrates and still stay in ketosis. The key is to burn up all the fuel during the workout. Burn it up. Use it up. But if you've never tried Carbolyn and you have no idea what we're talking about here, go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Ask the Scientist banner ad at the bottom right-hand corner of the page and ask Dr. Jeff for free samples of Carbolyn and find out for yourself. I mean, I am not a big carbohydrate person, but I got to tell you, when I use Carbolyn pre-workout, I train harder, I train longer, and I leave the gym not feeling crushed. There's a value to that if you have to go to work after you train. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's, you know, that's our life. You know, like I said, Melissa and I, well, let me be honest. Melissa gets up right when the alarm goes off, and I kind of starfish in the bed and stretch out for about 5 minutes. And then I get up and answer, you know, anything that email or messages that I've gotten, you know, throughout the night while she's warming up. And she's already got her Carbolyn drink, you know. No, she, you know, we both drink coffee because we're just coffee drinkers. We enjoy coffee in the morning. But there's a shaker full of Carbolyn and a cup of coffee down there, and she's warming up when I get down there. You know, and like I said, there's no time, you know, for a breakfast or for a meal or pre-workout carbs or anything. We've got to get down there and get after it. And then she goes off to work, you know, and her job, you know, she's a research nurse, so it's not like she's hanging out all day.
Yeah, right.
It is a very high-paced, very high stress situation. And then many times, depending on her schedule, I'll give you an example. Monday, she goes downstairs and does some mobility work, does some ab work, you know, stretches, gets a little sweat, and has to be in at work early because they have their, you know, beginning of week meetings. She works in that atmosphere all day. And, you know, we live in Mount Juliet, which just is outside of downtown Nashville. Well, with the growth in the past few years of Nashville, downtown traffic is horrendous. So she's in her car a lot of times for an hour getting home. And on Monday night is when she does her bench training. So having that, you know, after such a stressful day, being up so early and then having to go through, you know, the rush hour traffic, she takes the Carbolyn in and loves it. And again, there's no stimulus. So you got to understand that Tuesday morning, her alarm's going to go off at 10 after 4 again. So she's going to have something that is going to help her, that is fast-acting, is going to help her get through the session, but then it's not going to leave her, you know, just zinging from stimulants,
right,
and such. And then she goes to bed peacefully and gets some rest. So for us, you know, it's all about, it's fast-acting, it mixes well, it tastes great, And, you know, and again, the thing that I love about it is this is not a terribly expensive product. Oh. I mean, that's the thing that I really like about it. And Dr. Jeff is constantly sending out, you know, samples for everybody. So, you know, I would really encourage everybody.
Try
you know,
it. Just try it.
You know, at least try it. I mean, you know, we're all willing, you know, to run out and try the newest energy drink for $3 a can, you know, and that, God only knows what's in all that stuff. And, you know, so this is something that is, you're going to spend less on the Carlin than you will the energy drink, or, you know, or going to Starbucks on the way to the gym or whatever it is that you use.
Right, and plus the caffeine is going to crash you anyway, as you pointed out, and it's going to affect tomorrow's workout. Okay, let's do this. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about you and the Ogre Compound, what's going on. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. This is a special edition of Science for Humans in the absence of Dr. Jeff. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heightened anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. Later in the show, we're going to talk about how a bone hormone improves physical performance, and it declines as we age. So what can we do about that? And then, of course, the transgenerational epigenetic effects of your diet when you're a pregnant mom not only affects your offspring, but your grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So think twice before you eat the wrong foods. Now, with that being said, what's going on at the Ogre compound?
It's busy as ever. We just recently, this past weekend, Melissa and I both judged at the SPF Nationals in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and one of our lifters, Matt Scoggins, he competed, went 9 for 9. Let me think. He was a light 220. I think he weighed in at 204. That's the chore right now is getting him to fill out into the 220 class. But he squatted, I want to say 418. This is just in knee wraps. Benched 352. We were doing kilos. I think it's 352, and deadlifted 462. So it was a good day for his second meet. He's been training for a couple of years, and came in the gym at about 165 pounds. You know, so we've put on some really good quality mass on him. He's really fit. And so we were excited about his results. And then the weekend before, we were actually on your birthday, we were in your part of the world in Louisville for the Strongman Nationals downtown there on that on the 4th Avenue place, which is a great place, by the way. I love that place. And I had one of my online Team Ogre clients compete in the Masters portion of Nationals and placed 11th out of 21. Now, you know, that's kind of mid-pack. But he was excited. We'd had several, you know, little tweaks and stuff. But this is a guy that I started coaching online for powerlifting who was about, that is about 6'6", 6'7", and has weighed 300 pounds. And he came into this event weighing 220. You know, so it's been quite a process as he has taken off weight over time and, you know, doing the conditioning, making the transition from powerlifting to strongman. And so, you know, and it was very close. I mean, a couple, you know, a little bit more, you know, quicker time and, you know, one extra rep, you know, would have put him into the top 10. Wow. So we were really excited about that. And while that was going on in Evansville, Indiana, John and Jody Reyes, I think is how you pronounce it, forgive me, they were both competing in the ADFPF Nationals. John hit a deadlift national record and Jody hit a world record total, and they're both master age lifters, and they were lifting raw, no knee wraps, just knee braces. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on. It's been really exciting, and, you know, and this is on the heels of the girls doing so well at the Women's Pro-Am back in April.
Right.
And, you know, we have a lot of things coming up. Melissa and I have started slowly adding Olympic lifting back to our routine. We're going to be doing this at home. We will occasionally, you know, go to our old Olympic gym, you know, possibly as the year goes on. I don't have any idea if and when, you know, we'll compete again. But we're adding that just, you know, for the sake of doing it and still being adept at the movements. But there's Team Ogre Online continues to grow. We've got great athletes that are training at the gym. And with the girls going into the fall, you know, we're looking at some of them are going to be both online and at home are going to be competing at USAPL Raw Nationals. And, you know, so it's an exciting time. There's a lot of things going on. And quickly, Jennifer started a blog called Power Your Own. And so if you do a Google search on Power Your Own, it should pull up. And I contribute to that occasionally. I will warn you ahead of time, you know, when we're on the air together, of course, there's a certain level of diplomacy, I guess, that we always use. And in most of my writing I have done, but there are a couple of blogs on there where you get the coach weight that you would get if you were in the gym. Huh. You know, so I'll forewarn you. And I mean, you know that guy well. I mean, yeah. I don't want to pretend to be something that I'm not. But I won't pull any punches in some of those blogs. And but the girls, both Jen, which it's her blog, and Annie Talent Fry, who's one of our lifters as well, have written some things that I think not only are they very informative, and some of them are not even, you know, weightlifting or powerlifting related, but it's a great perspective, you know. So if you get a chance, you know, take a look at that called Power Your Own.
So it doesn't sound like you. It doesn't sound like you have any aspirations to do any competing in the near future, right?
Well, that's actually next month. Melissa and I will be competing in Minnesota at the Relentless, one of the Relentless meets that raises money for Hope Kids. So, both Melissa and I try to post about once a week a link for people that want to donate. We have a goal of $1,000. And I think to date, we have a chalkboard over our sink and coffee area where we're keeping up with it. We're about 2.5 weeks out from the meet, and we have raised $825, you know, and not just, you know, we're really excited about that. I mean, there's people out there that raise a lot more money than we do.
But still, that's a lot of money. That's not a chunk of money.
And it's one of those things where, I wrote a blog that I've not actually published yet. I'm right now going through an injury that is pretty gnarly. I won't go into it right now. But, you know, when it first happened, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to lift. And you see what these kids are going through on a daily basis, you know, and the pain, you know, pain is part of their life. I understand. I'm a big guy, and I've lifted some really big weights in my time. And as you age, you know yourself, there's aches and pains and things, you know, that just happen.
Aging is not for weak people.
It's not for sissies, you know, that's for sure.
Hey, Wade, we have to jump off here because I have to grab the next guest who's waiting in the wings. But I want to thank you for coming in and filling in for Dr. Jeff today. And I hope people try Carbolin. I really do.
Absolutely. Give it a shot and give the Hope Kids. Thanks for having me.
All right, talk to you later, Wade. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a bone hormone that may be the answer to your training. Stay tuned.
Properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Big sight. New.
Welcome back. So at the bottom of the second hour, we're going to be talking about the transgenerational epigenetic effects of diet during pregnancy. But right now, there was a study that was shared a lot in social media in the past couple days about a bone hormone that seems to boost a muscle performance during exercise but declines with age. And we actually have the senior author on the show today with us, Dr. Gerard Carcenti. He's a geneticist at Columbia University Medical Center. Welcome to the show, Dr.
Thank you very much for having me.
So I think you're getting a lot of fanfare for this study, aren't you?
Yes, I think there is a lot of attention for this study, yes.
Well, and I have to ask you this. So you work on very important scientific research, some that affects life and health, but yet this one is a more esoteric, almost maybe vain topic, you know, exercise performance as we age. Were you surprised at the popularity of this research?
No, I was expecting that, because every time you touch so directly aging condition and how to improve it, everybody becomes interested because there is a progressive aging of the general population. So I was expecting that it has a little bit outshined the rest of the work, but I think it is a legitimate reaction, because this is also the first hormone that can have such a complete effect of reversal of the decrease of muscle function with aging.
Okay. So why this study? What research led up to this point where these questions needed to be answered? And then what questions were you trying to answer with this study?
So there are two different avenues of research that led to this study. The first one is that it has long been suspected but never proven that there is a functional interplay between bone and muscle. And usually people look at muscle affecting bone biology, but really nobody has looked at whether bone could affect muscle biology. And the reason why it has never been done is that there was never, until recently, any molecule secreted by bone that could act in an endocrine manner on other organs, like muscle. And the second line of research is that my laboratory has identified that one of the secreted molecules made by bone, osteocalcin, is an hormone that has several functions we had already described, and we wanted to know if this hormone was a mediator between bone and muscle. There is a third reason why we started this study, is that exercise is a very important function for survival in the wild for all animals, but it's not known why we can adapt to exercise and how muscle function could increase with exercise. And so those are the three main reasons that led to this study.
Now, previously, osteocalcin was implicated in the remineralization of bone, correct?
So osteocalcin is a molecule that was identified 40 years ago and has been in search of a function for 30 of these 40 years. 9 years ago, we showed that osteocalcin is an hormone that is needed for insulin secretion and glucose homeostasis, and in fact, mice that do not have osteocalcin have a state of type 2 diabetes-like disease. Mm. It's also needed for testosterone synthesis in the testes, and it is needed for memory and all cognitive function.
Wow.
So it has a broad array of functions that are all important for aging. And we also noticed that the circulating level of osteocalcin decreased with age.
Okay. So talk about this research. How was this study designed?
So the study was designed very in a very simple manner for a genetic lab. We used mice that lack osteocalcin or that lack the receptor of osteocalcin only in myofibers. And we asked, how is muscle performance in these mice? How is muscle mass? And what we observe is that mice that lack osteocalcin signaling in muscle run 20% less during an endurance exercise, 30% less, in fact, than control mice. And it may not sound a lot, but for a mouse living at Central Park, if it runs 30% less and less efficiently, I think it's going to be a very challenging life.
Interesting.
And I think all the studies that we have done has to be placed in the context of evolution and of what it is to be an animal in the wild, not a civilized person living in New York City.
Right, right. Now, the results or the effects of this molecule, osteocalcin, are they mediated directly, intrinsically, or are they mediated indirectly or extrinsically? Because we know that osteocalcin is produced in response to, is it calcitonin that's produced by the parathyroid hormone? Doesn't that influence?
It's parathyroid hormone.
Right.
No, it's not. Parathyroid hormone has nothing to do with this function. It's directly osteocalcin signaling in myofibers that is responsible of this effect.
Okay, so...
And that we could prove it genetically.
So this research shows that as... it points to the fact that We understand that we lose the capacity for exercise as we age, and osteocalcin may be one of the reasons, because osteocalcin diminishes as we age, correct?
It diminishes as we age, but there is another aspect that was important, is that it increases during exercise.
Ah.
And at the same time, other hormones that regulate nutrient handling by muscle, like insulin, decrease during exercise, whereas osteocalcin circulating levels double during an endurance exercise. So there were a lot of correlative reasons to suspect that osteocalcin was a bone-derived signal acting on muscles and explaining in part why we can adapt to exercise.
But is it exclusively osteocalcin, or does osteocalcin play a synergistic role with things like IGF-1 or mechanogrowth factor, IGF-1E, or is it solely osteocalcin that's responsible for this adaptation process?
So what we can say with certainty is that if you remove osteocalcin signaling in myofibers, if you remove the receptor of osteocalcin in muscle, mice lose 30% of their ability to exercise.
Wow.
So for this 30%, there is no need of any other molecule but osteocalcin.
This is amazing. And I guess part of the problem that people are having is because osteocalcin has always been thought to be exclusively a hormone that acted directly on bone mineral uptake and remineralization. And now we're finding out that it's just so much broader than that. It almost feels like it needs to be renamed, you know?
Yeah, so in fact the study started from a negative results, and in fact from a disastrous result for us. When I started my lab, I wanted to study bone mineralization, and I thought osteocalcin was going to be the magic bullet. And we did the knockout of osteocalcin 20 years ago. At the time, it was relatively difficult. And the first results we observe is that bone mineralization is absolutely normal. Whether you have or you don't have osteocalcin, you will mineralize just perfectly. So that was a major disaster, I would say, but it led to very good development overall.
Okay, I want to take our first commercial break. When we come back, I want to address the different responses of osteocalcin upregulation to different types of exercise modalities. This is going to get very interesting. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I like to move it. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Gerard Carcenti, a geneticist from Columbia University. We're talking about a bone hormone we've heard of before on this show, osteocalcin. But it's not what we think it is, and apparently it has a role in muscular performance during exercise. So, Dr. Carcenti, the osteocalcin is upregulated during exercise. Do we see different rates of upregulation, say, cardiovascular, you know, treadmill work versus heavy resistance training?
So, it's relatively difficult to test all this type of exercise in mice. We only tested endurance exercise, and we also saw the same increase in osteocalcin in young women subjected to an endurance exercise. But we have not tested other form of exercise because it's more difficult in mice.
Okay, all right. But one would expect that the type of training that increases load-bearing weight, which we know, like in there's plenty of good research out there that shows that postmenopausal women who lift weights tend to see they're not threatened by osteopenia and osteoporosis, and so they tend to do better. One would think that resistance training would upregulate the production of osteocalcin more. Am I wrong?
No, this is exactly what we expect, and this is something we would like to do in humans. But at the time we were doing the work in mice and answering questions for reviewers, we did not start this work in humans. But that's the direction of research we want to go in now.
So looking at osteocalcin's role as we age and the diminishing production of osteocalcin as we age, is it simple enough to just either supplement with osteocalcin or perhaps stimulate parathyroid hormone, which will increase the production of osteocalcin to kind of correct this aging process?
So parathyroid hormone has a very mild and modest effect on osteocalcin and will have other unwanted consequences, so I don't think it is the way to go. There are three possibilities, and we are in the lab testing each of them. The first one is to look for agonist of the receptor of osteocalcin, and that will increase muscle function but also insulin secretion, so it's not a bad thing. The second one is to demonstrate that we can use osteocalcin in monkeys, for instance, before we go to human, to increase muscle function. And the third one we are actively working on right now is to look for an activator of osteocalcin production by bone. And this is a line of research that is very important, because if we could find such an activator, and it could be a treatment for many diseases related to aging without taking the hormone itself.
Interesting. Now, obviously, exercise has an acute, short period effect on elevating osteocalcin production. Does osteocalcin stay in the bloodstream for long periods of time, or does it start converting to other metabolites? Does it get taken up or harnessed by some sort of binding globulin? Or once you produce a bunch of it for that day, you're good for the rest of the day?
So that's a good question. What we know is that when we did it in mice, when mice are subjected to an endurance exercise, osteocalcin remains high in blood 2 hours after the end of the exercise, which is quite a long time, given the life of a mouse. We also know that if we inject osteocalcin once, we can increase the performance of a mouse for at least 1 hour. We did not test for longer time. So those are the elements of answers that we have, and I think if you were to increase osteocalcin for 1 hour or for 2 hours, like we do in mice, you will have a prolonged effect on muscle function, because osteocalcin signaling in myofibers triggers a series of events that results in the production of ATP that takes several hours.
Interesting. And does osteocalcin convert to any downstream metabolites that could also potentially have a role in this, in its effect?
Not that we know. Osteocalcin favors the synthesis in muscle, in myofibers, of interleukin 6, which is a myokine. Mm-hmm. It's in fact the first myokine that was identified. But osteocalcin increase muscle function equally well in mice that have or don't have interleukin 6. What interleukin 6 does is to increase the production of osteocalcin. So what you have is an amplification mechanism through a feed-forward loop. Osteocalcin acts in muscles to increase the uptake and the catabolism of nutrients to make ATP, and at the same time to increase the production of IL-6 during exercise. Mm-hmm. And IL-6 acts in muscles to make more osteocalcin.
I want to take our next commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you some questions about, do we know anything about diet and its influence on osteocalcin production and availability? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. yogurt with 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia. These bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powder form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Gerard Carcenti. We're talking about a hormone previously thought to only exert its effects on bone mineral uptake, and we're finding out that it has pleiotropic effects on the body, and really quite exciting to me. When you look at all of the different systems, biological systems that this hormone affects, it seems to me to be a very, very promising, topic. So, Dr. Carcenti, I remember reading research a long time ago when I was doing research for a product, a vitamin D product, that vitamin D status has a direct effect on osteocalcin production. Do we know of any diet or dietary inadequacies that can actually downregulate the production? And if so, do we know of anything that can upregulate the production?
Yeah, so before I answer your question, I just want to correct something that you said. There is absolutely no evidence in vivo that osteocalcin is needed for mineral uptake in bone.
Right, right.
This was a hypothesis, but in fact it's probably not true.
Right.
So what we know is regulating osteocalcin, and I'm sure there are many more regulators, is glucose, and glucose uptake in osteoblasts is a main regulator that we know for now of osteocalcin synthesis. To the extent that in patients that cannot uptake glucose properly in osteoblasts, there is a decrease in osteocalcin production. Mm-hmm. That does not mean that we have to eat glucose to have more osteocalcin. We take enough glucose during the day so that osteocalcin is normally present. Another regulator that you mentioned is vitamin D, which is a powerful regulator of the expression of the osteocalcin gene. And those are so far the only one or the only two that are known. But as I mentioned earlier during the show, we are looking for other regulators that will increase osteocalcin circulating levels.
Well, but also, doesn't iron play a role? I know in a study that I read once about postmenopausal women where osteocalcin was discussed, and I don't remember specifically, but they were looking at the role of sex hormones and more specifically iron status in postmenopausal women and its effect on osteocalcin. But this goes back to when osteocalcin was thought to be exerting its effect on bone mineral uptake, which we know now that it's not. But still, yeah. Doesn't iron play a role also in osteocalcin production?
In our experiments that are limited on this topic, it doesn't seem that it is an important regulator. One that is important because, as you know, many people are deficient in these hormones is vitamin D. But iron itself does not seem to be the magic bullet that we are looking for to explain why osteocalcin goes so steeply down with age. And so this is probably not what is going to explain that.
Okay. And, you know, there's another part of the whole vitamin D story that's being missed. And I just want to inject that here for the sake of the audience. So we look at vitamin D research, and this is usually research that comes from epidemiological studies of people who live and get a lot of sun exposure, and we extrapolate all this data. Oh, they have lower heart attack, lower cancer, lower this, lower that. And so we immediately think, all I need to do is supplement with vitamin D, and I will protect myself. And we're finding lots of studies don't show that that is the case. So one theory is that there's more to the production of vitamin D in the skin from sunlight than just supplementing with vitamin D, number one. But there's a very, very important overlooked system in the skin that happens to ride along, but no one pays attention to it. And that is actually the melanocortin system in the skin, which we're now learning has amazing health benefits. And it may turn out that a lot of the data that we're trying to put together on vitamin D may not be directly a result of vitamin D, but instead the melanocortin system activation that only happens when you're actually out in the sunlight. Any evidence that the melanocortin system plays any role in osteocalcin production?
So we have looked into that very superficially for now, and it doesn't seem to be the case. I think melanocortin affects other aspects of bone biology from our experience and the one of others, but it doesn't have, for now at least, in the preliminary experiment that we have performed, any overt effect on osteocalcin expression or on osteocalcin synthesis. That doesn't mean it may not have a role, but we have not yet identified it. So we are doing, because you are absolutely right, melanocortin is an overlooked system that is in the skin and has many powerful functions. So we are looking into it in more details. But so far, it doesn't seem to be the case.
Obviously, as you point out in this study, that osteocalcin has a role in affecting muscle energy output. What about what about the anabolic effect on muscle of, say, exercise and adaptation? Do we know if osteocalcin has any type of contributing effect on anabolism?
So what distinguishes osteocalcin from insulin is that insulin is an anabolic hormone. It allows uptake of glucose but storage of glucose in the form of glycogen. And this is why adaptation to exercise cannot really be explained by insulin alone. Unlike insulin, osteocalcin in muscle is purely catabolic. It favors not only the uptake of glucose, but the catabolism, the destruction of glucose from glycogen to pyruvate and then to ATP. So this is really what was, in a way, the missing link to explain how during exercise nutrients like glucose and fatty acids are not only taken up but broken down, and that is the specificity of osteocalcin. I should insist this function of osteocalcin occurs only during exercise, unlike the other function of osteocalcin.
So from an evolutionary perspective, so osteocalcin is produced in the bones and designed to aid in energy output of the muscle. And I'm just trying to get my head around this because, you know, I understand the opposite direction. I understand that as muscle becomes stronger, as muscle is able to produce more force, the body upregulates bone mineral density to strengthen the chassis, so to speak, to accommodate this new force potential. But why would bone affect muscular output? Why? I'm trying to make that connection for some reason, and I'm having a hard time.
So from an evolutionary point of view, the invention of bone can be viewed in part as an aberration, because bone is an organ that requires an enormous amount of energy to allow bone modeling. And without bone modeling, there is no growth. And without growth, there is no ability to walk, so there is no life. And the real function is not bone remodeling, which is a derivative of bone modeling, but for most of the time we were on this planet, and for most animals, is bone modeling, its growth. And that requires an enormous amount of energy. So 15 years ago, we came up with a hypothesis that there must be a coordinated regulation, endocrine in nature, of bone growth and energy metabolism. That implies that hormones that regulate energy metabolism regulate bone growth, and we have shown that leptin is the most powerful inhibitor of bone mass accrual. But it also implies that bone itself determines the use of energy and the energy metabolism in general to maintain growth and the other organ working at the same time. So the fact that osteocalcin regulates exercise or muscle function during exercise is only part of the general regulation of energy metabolism by bone and of the ability to connect or to coordinate bone growth and energy metabolism. And this is a fundamental connection, because we all remember when we were 12, 13 years old and we were growing 30 centimeters a year, we could eat 6,000 calories a day and we did not gain weight, because there was this increase of energy was going in bone. But at the time there is no energy, like it was the time during evolution. You absolutely need to limit bone growth and at the same time to send message from bone to energy metabolism to make sure that the two are connected. Otherwise, in terms of starvation, the whole system will fall apart.
Uh-huh. Interesting. And you know, this, we've always understood that muscle is the foundation of basal metabolic rate. But this introduces a totally new governor on that muscle, and that is osteocalcin. Osteocalcin could be the real reason that people's metabolism slows down.
It can be one reason. I will not say it's the only reason, but probably the take-home message is that the appearance of bone during evolution has completely changed the physiology of animals, and the physiology of energy metabolism and of fertility and cognition is different in animals that have bone mm-hmm. and in animals that have no bone because of osteocalcin, but because of other molecules.
Before we go into the break, do we know anything about creatures with ectoskeletons? Does the bone on the outside of their body have a similar role as the bone on the inside of our body in producing osteocalcin?
So no, osteocalcin is a hormone that is present only in bony vertebrates.
Okay.
There is no osteocalcin in other animals than bony vertebrates.
Okay. All right, let's take our last commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes.
Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is a very, very interesting discussion. About a hormone called osteocalcin and its effect on the ability of your muscles to output energy during exercise. I mean, it's really, really cool stuff, a different look entirely. We're talking with Dr. Gerard Carcenti. So, Dr. Carcenti, what was most surprising about this research? Did you have a moment where you go, wow, you know, I really did not expect to see that?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, when we injected osteocalcin in mice that are 15 months old, and we saw that these mice run like 3 months old mice, I absolutely did not believe the results. And the person working on this project, who is a superb scientist, her name is Paola Mera, I told her, no, I don't believe you. You did something wrong. Can you please redo it? And she did it, and in fact, at the end, we did in 50 mice. And every time it worked, and it was, to me, an absolutely extraordinary result, because it shows that at the level of one organ, namely muscle, osteocalcin can completely rejuvenate this organ and bring its performance to what it was at 3 months of age. This is really remarkable.
I want some. I go to the gym all the time. Well, I'm recovering from a torn tricep right now, but I train very hard in the gym. But I'm excited. I would love to be able to try an injection of osteocalcin and get on the treadmill and see what happens to me.
Yeah, so that's what we are working toward. And obviously, as you know, it's a very difficult and slow process, and we want to repeat these experiments in monkeys to see that we have the same effect.
Right.
But the eventual goal is obviously to use in humans for a variety of age-related diseases. Sarcopenia is one of them, but there are other indications for osteocalcin given the function we have described already.
I'm trying to find this fast. How big of a molecule is osteocalcin? How many daltons?
It's very small. It's 46 amino acids.
Oh, so it's a
peptide. So it's 5,000 dalton.
It's a peptide.
It's a peptide, yes.
Oh, how exciting. This is very, very exciting. Okay. All right, and lastly, what do you hope clinicians and lay people take away from this most recent paper?
Well, what I hope they will take away is that bone is a major regulator of muscle function, and that the hormone that is responsible of that is not only necessary for optimal muscle function, but it is also sufficient to restore muscle function to a normal or to a young level in animals that are fairly old. And the fact that this hormone is both necessary and sufficient for adaptation to exercise make it a promising candidate to be a drug to treat age-related decrease in muscle function.
Well, okay, one last question. This just popped up because I was searching for, on my ChemID Plus, osteocalcin. And they imply, now maybe this is outdated because this is when they thought it was exclusively bone-related. But they imply that the osteocalcin is a vitamin K dependent protein. Does vitamin K play a role in the production of osteocalcin?
So vitamin K plays a role in the production of the inactive form of osteocalcin. Osteocalcin has to be modified, and vitamin K modifies osteocalcin, but to make it inactive. The active form of osteocalcin, I would say, is vitamin K independent.
Ah, okay. Okay, very good. Listen, I want to thank you. This is very, very exciting research. I want to thank you for making time to come on the show today.
You're welcome. It was nice to be there.
Yeah, take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the role of diet during pregnancy. What if you found out that you're pregnant and your diet is not only going to affect your offspring, but their offspring and their offspring, two and three generations downstream? Would you take your diet more seriously? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Nobel Prize winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. You know, prenatal nutrition has been a discussion for a very, very long time. And some people think it's important. Some people think it's not. Some people think you eat what you want as long as you take a prenatal vitamin, you're safe. But what if your diet while you're pregnant not only affected your offspring, but their offspring? Wouldn't that be scary? Women have enough pressure on them already when they're pregnant. Now they have to think about the transgenerational effects of their diet. We are being joined by Dr. Kelly Moley. How you doing, Dr. Moley?
Good, good. Hello.
Hi. And so your group recently published a study looking at a high-fat, high-sugar diet and how it may affect future generations. And I put epigenetic, but as you pointed out, we don't know that it's epigenetic. We're going to get into that discussion here in a second. So,
right.
So what research preceded this, that this was the next logical step?
Yeah, so for a long time with the rising, incidence of obesity, we've noted that that women of reproductive age, when they try to get pregnant, have problems. They have harder times to get pregnant. They have increased risk of miscarriages, and they also have problems at the later stages of pregnancy with diabetes and hypertension and other preeclampsia, other things that happen. But what we were interested in is really early on what is happening because of the incidence of obesity and childhood obesity especially. And so we started looking at how early in development did this effect occur. And we did experiments with mice where we looked at the effects starting at the blastocyst stage, which is very early, right before implantation. And we found that there were already changes that early in the embryo that would have portended, would have ended up as a poor pregnancy outcome like a miscarriage. And so we went back even earlier to the two-cell embryo and finally to the oocyte. And that's what really was surprising to us, that after only 6 weeks of a high-fat, high-sugar diet in a mouse, the ovaries and the oocytes themselves were damaged. In particular, the mitochondria in those oocytes.
Mm.
So this is before even conception. So this is, in a woman, this would be months before pregnancy, before they even conceive, they have a problem already.
Now, I mean, this seems to be an evolutionary imprinting. You know, when we look at these types of effects, right, the body looks at the environment, the body gets ready to produce offspring, the body tries to adjust the offspring's perhaps metabolism or biological functions to suit it for the environment that the offspring is going to be born into. Is that how this is happening, you think?
No, I think it's actually before. I mean, so all the studies that you were alluding to early on were studies that looked during pregnancy. So yes, I think if a fetus is growing inside and you are exposed to a very high diet, it's possible that they would respond by trying to decrease the amount of nutrients going to the fetus or something like that. But this is actually before. So I think this is probably an effect of if you're in a bad environment before you get pregnant, there's a signal that makes your ovaries and your eggs become unhealthy or,
yes,
or poor capacity.
Well, probably because, and we know this from female athletes who starve themselves, they'll lose their period. We know this.
Right.
We know that when the environment becomes hostile,
right,
that infertility is actually a safety mechanism.
Safe.
It says, look, you can't take care of yourself. We can't have babies now. And
right,
so the whole reproductive system is shunted. It sounds to me like it's not completely shunted. It's shunted enough to where some people are infertile, but some people still give birth. And these children are born with basically some modifications, if you will. I don't want to use the word defects because that's
right,
not. But they're born with some modifications as a result of slipping through the cracks, so to speak.
Right, right. So the majority, in the mouse model at least, if we feed these moms a high fat, high sugar diet, the majority of those embryos end up as a miscarriage. But the ones that get by are the ones that are initially very growth restricted or smaller, and then they quickly grow, and after delivery then end up becoming, in six weeks, which is probably equivalent to, 6 years in a human, they end up being, obese and having metabolic syndrome.
Wow. I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And so, okay, so talk about the study itself. And I also want to say, did you look at just high sugar or just a high fat diet? Because I, after doing this show for 11 years, I think that there is something synergistically evil about a high-fat, high-sugar diet when you look at metabolic flexibility and over evolutionary periods, one or the other, but not both. When we have both, something goes wrong, it seems like.
No, I think that's true. I mean, we've done another study where we just did high fructose. Basically, sucrose is fructose and glucose.
Right.
So it's not quite as bad as pure fructose, but we fed pure fructose to mice. We weren't looking at the oocytes, but I can tell you those mice don't get as fat. They get a different phenotype. They have a different appearance, and their metabolism is different than when we do high fat and high sucrose. Those are by far the sickest.
So talk about the study itself. So what did you
do? So we were trying to find a mechanism of transmission of an abnormal offspring. And really, you know, initially you think, oh, it's nuclear DNA and that something is permanently happening that would be carried over. That's epigenetics. But the thing that we're thinking, or the thing that we found that appears to be the most striking, is that the mitochondria are very abnormal as far as their metabolism, the way they look, and where they are inside the cells. Now, the oocyte is what, you know, we're all made of, and all those mitochondria in the oocyte, there's almost 600,000 copies. All those mitochondria you get from your mother. You get no mitochondria from your father. Hmm. So everything in that package that then becomes fertilized and becomes the organism has come from this mother who was on this toxic diet,
wow.
Right? And so we decided to look and focus just on the oocytes. And if those oocytes were carried on, then every tissue in the body of that first generation, second generation, and the third generation would have come from that original oocyte. And that's what we did. So we took our great-grandmother, we fed her the high-fat diet, and then we mated her with the regular male who was on a regular diet. And then those pups, we then, once they were weaned and they were no longer breastfeeding, we put them in on regular food, so they were on regular food. So we saw the same defects in the mitochondria, the same abnormalities in the mitochondria that we saw in the offspring's skeletal muscle. That's where most of your glucose metabolism occurs. And so there was abnormal function of the mitochondria. We also saw the same funny phenotype in the fat tissue and also in the oocytes, meaning that it was in that next generation. So then we looked at the next generation. We let them be born. Again, all these mice are on a regular diet. Those mice were born, we looked at their skeletal muscle, they had the same defect in their mitochondria. And then we went on to the third generation, because third generation is what we can really call transgenerational. Because when you think about it, the fetus that was in that original mom had both her oocytes and the new egg had mitochondria.
Right.
And so really F1 and F2 could just be because the mom was on a diet when she was pregnant. But the fact that we saw the same thing in the third generation means it was something that was carried through, that was transmitted, transgenerational.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, this puts a whole different perspective on diet before. I mean, you know, a lot of times women, those sensible, not like I was when I was young, you know, you plan to have a child. You got, you know, you, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get ready for this child.
Yeah.
It seems like this translates also to the diet as well when you're starting to think about getting pregnant, huh?
Right. I mean, even adolescents. I mean, I think we need to think about ways to eat healthier in our young, you know, peri-reproductive years. And it's, you know, the rate of childhood obesity is climbing as well. So I think these are all things that we need to try to curb our bad eating habits.
Yeah, and that's hard because you're not allowed to talk honestly about this topic because there's too many people don't want to hear.
Right.
But that's a different story. I can because I am harsh about, look, I used to be 330 pounds. I carry a card. I'm a former fat person, so it's okay for me to talk about it, but a lot of other people have a hard time talking about it. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about this topic here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Six million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
See, that was Ashley. Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Kelly Moley. We're talking about the role of diet on transgenerational effects. And you don't. This is even before you're pregnant. I mean, this is scary stuff, and it just goes to show how important it is for us to get this this obesity epidemic under control. So,
yeah.
Really, the diet fed to these rats would be equivalent to a diet of a mom or even a pre-mom in an economically underserved area of the country where she's surviving on, you know, fast food and sugary drinks, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, that is the case. I mean, the way we get most of our carbohydrate calories is through sodas that are not diet, and not that diet sodas are the best, but and also juices, and then the high-fat food is just everything that's pretty much processed or in a container that doesn't have to be refrigerated and things like that.
Well, it's the wrong kind of fat. Do we even know if the different types of fats play a role, like, you know, the emerging information about the lack of enough omega-3s in the diet and too much omega-6s and the pro-inflammatory response, blah, blah, blah. Does that play a role in this at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we just looked at the standard mouse high-fat diet, which is, it doesn't have trans fats, but it has all the other kinds of fats that we eat in our diet. So, I think it's a pretty equivalent to something like a McDonald's and with a big, you know, orange soda. That, to me, would be probably the equivalent to this diet.
And this is, and the sad part is, you know, there are food deserts. We've talked about it here,
right,
on the show, you know, in Detroit, for instance, you know.
Right.
And it's unfortunate because two things happen. The population there is told that nutrition's not that important. You can eat McDonald's every day and it's not going to hurt you, and that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, they just don't have access. Even if they decide, you know, I've been reading a lot about this blog and that blog, and I'm going to start eating differently. Where do you go find grass-fed beef in Detroit? Where are you going to go find a farmer to buy produce from? Where you don't have any access to it in the first place.
Right, right. I mean, produce is probably the best way to get your calories, and good produce with, you know, some whole wheat breads, and you know, that's really the healthy way to eat, not processed foods. But you're right, it's very difficult for people in underprivileged areas to get to this kind of food. So I think that, you know, that would be something that we could potentially turn this into, is the policy changes, you know, in the country or in states, that certain foods would be available and others would not, and we'd have to provide a substitute of healthy fresh foods. You know, I think that the things that they're doing now with the sugary drinks in New York, I think that was a great move
I have to actively disagree with you. Well, let me tell you why, okay? Look, taxing soda is not going to reduce soda consumption. It's just going to give the government a revenue stream from that soda consumption, and they don't want that revenue stream to go away.
Yeah.
So, no, it would be different if you could, if as a population we could say, look, if you're going to tax soda, every single dollar needs to go to finding ways to curtail soda consumption. That's not going to happen. In fact, once that tax is in place, it's like the toll bridge. They
mm-hmm.
build a toll. They say, oh, in 4 years, we're going to take it away. Well, 3.5 years in, they go, oh, we have to paint the bridge. In 3 years, we'll take it away. And then 2 years into that, they go, well, we have to repave the bridge. And the toll bridge never goes away.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I think those are great points. I mean, maybe we should just ban it, or maybe we should make it,
No. You know what it is? The problem is that you have, and I hate to say this out of respect of current company here, but science is broken today. Science has agendas. You know, people are confused. They don't know who to believe. It's good to do this. It's bad to do that. You know, their heads are spinning. The problem is, where you get your information from is the new evolutionary selection pressure. And what information you choose to believe and subscribe to that influences your lifestyle is going to determine how healthy you and your offspring are. That's really what it's come down to now.
Right, right.
It's sad.
I think that is exactly it. And I think that making people aware of that.
Yes.
I mean, I think, you know, we didn't know that smoking was bad for people until we finally came out that this is not healthy. And I think the same thing with foods. I mean, we just have to treat it. You're a well-informed adult person. You should make an active
yes.
effort to cut down your consumption of certain foods. And that, you know, whether you're trying to get pregnant or not is healthy. You know, I don't know if any of these effects that I've seen are reversible.
That was my next question.
Yeah, I can tell you in the mouse that it doesn't, you know, we tried pretty drastic measures. The first thing we studied, you know, we didn't look at offspring, we just looked at the oocytes, and we looked at whether or not if we went from a 60% high-fat, high-sugar diet to a 20% after they'd already gained all the weight and became metabolic syndrome. Then we put them on a 20% diet. Their metabolism totally reversed. They lost the weight. They looked healthy. But when we looked at the oocytes, they were worse than ones that hadn't had any change up and down in diet. I think probably it was the way we designed the experiment because it was such a drastic drop between 20 and 60%. I think that was a stressor. So take home is, you know, you don't want to do a fast fad diet. You want to do one that's slow. And so we're now trying to repeat this by going much slower with the mice going down. And what we were looking at was just the morphology of the oocytes. We hadn't gone on to produce offspring. But if we can find something that then changes, that goes back to a normal oocyte, then we would look at the offspring.
Well, anytime we've talked on this show about mitochondria, I've always asked scientists this question, and I've really yet to find a definitive answer. And that is, how long does it take for a mitochondria to expire and a new one replace it? Mitochondrial biogenesis, is there a life cycle to mitochondria?
There is. It depends on what the insult is. So there's many things that cause mitochondria to go through this fission and fusion process. So it's really, you know, it's hard to tell. It depends on the cell type. It depends on the rapidity of it, I think, is pretty fast. I think it happens over the course of a day or so that you get new mitochondria made or new or bad mitochondria destroyed. It's not only the fission and fusion. So basically you've got these mitochondria that are long, and then they pinch in the middle and divide into two. And one part is healthy and the other part's unhealthy, and the unhealthy part gets sort of eaten up mm-hmm. in this process called mitophagy, which means sort of mitochondrial eating. And those get destroyed. And then that good one is made to go on and make more. And that's the process of fission. So it depends on, you know, if there's an insult that is, electrical or, I mean, like radiation or something, then it would be faster than if it was sort of a slow diet effect. So again, it's hard to say. But that would be the key, is if we could somehow either get rid of those bad ones and make new ones. But the problem with this change that I'm talking about with the diet is it appears to be in the majority of mitochondria. And so it's not just a part of the membrane that is bad or a part of the mitochondria. It's the DNA in the mitochondria.
Well, and if you subscribe to a lot of the emerging science from people like Dr. Seyfried, who is now saying, look, you know, cancer is a metabolic disorder, and it's the mitochondria that undergoes anaerobic respiration first before any of the DNA genetic changes occur on a cellular level, then if you already have bad mitochondria coming into this world, then chances are you're going to be prone to disorders where the mitochondria plays a major role. For instance,
right.
cancer or chronic fatigue syndrome, so on and so forth. So these people already have the odds stacked against them.
Yeah, so we've looked at that. We've looked at prostate cancer, and we actually do find that high-fat feeding in the mother makes those male pups predisposed to getting prostate cancer earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just getting published now. So you're right. Mitochondria control a lot of essential functions in the body, and if those are inherited and they're bad, you are in a tight rut, you know.
Yeah, well, this is when genetic propensities
yes.
occur. You know, we know that that genetics does not necessarily have you hostage to disorders. But if you have genetic weaknesses and you have certain lifestyle habits that seem to prey on those weaknesses, then you're going to develop prostate cancer.
Right.
I mean, it's just, you know.
I mean, there's probably, you know, I'm not saying that mitochondrial problems cause the prostate cancer. There's probably a double hit theory. Whereas there's one, you know, there's something that goes wrong in your prostate, probably a genetic effect. But if you are predisposed to being sort of weaker, like you're saying, then you're going to get it much faster than another person who doesn't have that same mitochondria.
See, and
problem.
This is very sad to me. This discussion is extremely sad. No, it is, and I have to tell you why. My audience knows. I mean, I've been talking about the fact that most of chronic disease today is avoidable if we start to understand the role of inactivity, poor sleep, and crappy diet. And the reality is, we wouldn't have the burden of a healthcare system today if the powers that be that promote messages to the population would finally say to them, you know what, It's the way you're living, and you got to change the way you're living. And you won't even need you may not even need health insurance someday if you started doing the right thing. My frustration is this. Everybody's worried about global warming, but because of chronic avoidable disease, we're probably not even going to be on the planet when the planet gets too warm. We're going to be gone. You know, we see children 8 and 9 and 10 years old developing diseases that only previously experienced by elderly people, colon cancer, type 2. I just talked to a person the other day at the gym. He's asking me for help. He says, my son's 12 years old. They told me he's pre-diabetic. I mean, you know, we are now actually going to see de-evolution. We're going to see a shortening of the lifespan. We're going to see parents burying children, which no parent should ever have to do. And it's going to be systemic because of the way we live our lives today.
Yeah. It's sad. I think you're right.
It's very sad to me. It's so sad. And the worst part is no one's paying attention to this. We're busy talking about this and that and all these other things. And meanwhile, you know, we have millions of people dying every year, shortened lifespans that are completely unnecessary. If we would just talk about that, that's more important.
Yeah.
What do you, what was most surprising to you in this research?
I think probably the fact that it actually could be carried by mitochondrial DNA. No one expected that, and I haven't shown that per se. I've only looked at proteins that are encoded by mitochondrial DNA and find that they are repressed and they're decreased. And so I am assuming, I'm hoping that I will find that the abnormalities are in the mitochondrial DNA. What I was thinking was that it would be a nuclear DNA problem that would be causing these effects. But I really think that it's the mitochondrial dysfunction is encoded by the mitochondrial genes. And as you know, there are 16 proteins that are encoded in the mitochondrial DNA, and they're all involved in mitochondrial function, mostly electron transport chain components. And so if those are disrupted locally, that explains, one, that it's a maternal effect that's being passed on, and two, that it's going to affect the mitochondrial function in every cell of the body. So that was shocking to me. I really thought it would be a nuclear DNA effect and not a local mitochondria effect, but it makes sense now that I see the data.
What do you hope clinicians, especially clinicians, and also lay people take away from your research?
Well, I don't want them to be totally depressed, but I want them to realize the significance of what you eat and what you put in your body not only is going to affect you and your future health, but that of several generations after you. And you know, I'm not trying to put the fear in women that it's all their fault. I don't think that's it. But I do think there are changes that you can make that will hopefully prevent that. I also think that the science needs to discover what can we do after these defects or these abnormalities in mitochondria are there. Is there a way that we can supplement with certain components that may improve mitochondrial function and make, you know, their lives better? So those are kind of the two directions I think people should think about. Getting their bodies in shape, getting healthy, eating well before even thinking about getting pregnant.
Yeah.
And then if you've already had this problem and your children are obese, you know, really hopefully the scientists and people like me can figure out ways that we can sort of jumpstart the mitochondria and start these kids on something very early in their childhood.
But don't we already have the answer to that? Intense exercise. You know, inactivity is a greater a shortener of lifespan than even tobacco use today. Inactivity, the reverse side is intense activity. Intense activity has been shown to increase mitochondrial biogenesis, the size of mitochondria, the number per cell. I mean, there's nothing better for mitochondria than to exercise. But the problem is people do it for 2 weeks and they go, I don't feel any better. This isn't working. I'm going to go back to, no. If you've been inactive for 3 decades, you can't expect to train hard for a year and go, oh, I've reversed everything.
Right. No, that's unfortunately, it's long, you know, late rewards.
Yeah. But you know what? If you know you're doing the right thing and you're either going to compound the right thing or the wrong thing, compound the right thing, just stick with it and life will change. I think this is great information. And you're right. It's not just women, by the way. We've already done shows about men who are protein restrict 6 weeks before fathering a child, if you will.
Yeah.
Their germ line changes feeding the child and coding that will make them more likely to have metabolic disorders. So with men, protein restriction causes their bad donation to their offspring. So this is not just about women. The guys don't go, oh, you know, I can do whatever I want, I'm a guy. No, your health, your diet also gets transferred to your child.
Right, right. There it's not mitochondrial. We know that, because there's no mitochondria from sperm.
No.
The mitochondria that are that are upon fertilization get destroyed from the male. But I think, yeah, I mean, I totally agree. There are other functions in male fertility that are very drastically affected by diet, and that also has been shown to be carried over to other generations on a nuclear level.
I wish as a nation we could become prideful about being fit, being healthy, looking good. My father's generation, and perhaps yours, I'm 58 years old, but they were proud about being strong. Strength was really a noble pursuit. And today it doesn't even fit into the equation. We need to change that. We really, really do. Listen, I'm sorry, you have something you want to say?
No, I think you're exactly right. Activity, just things that we used to take for granted, we need to go back to. You know, we should all walk a certain amount of miles a day. We should all, you know, maybe it's just things have gotten easy for us and now we're just kind of laying back. But I agree, we got to push forward.
Well, you have to remember, Dr. Daniel Lieberman from Harvard came on my show a couple times talking about his book, The Story of the Human Body. And he said, look, Carl, he said, if you put an escalator next to a coconut tree and the other coconut tree they have to climb, he says the Aborigines will use the escalator because it's part of our genetic makeup to conserve energy as much as possible. The problem is we are smarter than that. We know now that we have to be more active. We're not dumb to it anymore, and it's time to change. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and I thank you for this research.
Well, thank you. Thank you for asking. It was a pleasure.
Take care. All right, so that's it for today. You've listened to Superhuman Radio, and hopefully you've learned something good. Pass it on to your friends. We'll see you tomorrow.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at Predator.